peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope Yahweh's mighty anointing rest upon you, and that the desire of your heart above all things is to please Him. I do want to speak to us tonight, and I pray by the charge of the Holy Ghost that your heart is open to receive Yahweh's truth. We need to have the ear to hear what the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh is speaking unto the house. We must be prepared for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. The Bible tells us that Zephaniah, as he prophesied profoundly unto the house of Israel, specifically Jerusalem, that city, he said that woe unto you or her, because you are filthy and polluted. And he was talking about that oppressing city. The powers of darkness, as they bring a man, a person, into that place whereby they can violently oppose the very divine nature of Yahweh. And that is what many are sensing today. They sense this violent opposing of that profound power of Yahshua the Lamb. When a man truly trusts in that name, it is more than simply naming the name of Yahshua. It's whereby man, his heart, is given fully over unto that divine meat that gives strength unto his soul. And he understands that that meat comes from the power of the body of Yahshua, which is the pure divine words of Yahweh, manifested in flesh, that he may reveal his mind unto man. Paul said unto the saints, Philippi, let this, simply he said, let, and you give that permission and power to take authority and control in you. Let this mind that was in Yahshua be in us as well. We need that mind today, my friends. He began to speak concerning the prophets and those that proclaim that they had the divine power of Yahweh. He knew that the priests, they had literally polluted the sanctuary, and they had done violence to the law and caused a debacle because of their own greed, their lusts, and their own wicked ways. We find that today many have turned their hearts away from Yahweh, and they have begun to pursue their iniquitous ways. When a man begins to walk in his iniquity, it is a mind that is depraved. It cannot comprehend the divine laws of Yahweh. So it speaks against his truth. It will not condescend to the laws of Yahweh. Neither is there a desire and a thirst in his heart to obey Yahweh's commands, the laws that he has given unto us, whereby his precepts are established in the heart of man. He said that your prophets, they think it's a light thing, and they are very treacherous. Do you understand what a treacherous man is? There's a man that his behavior is very vile and very wicked. He said, I want to tell you something. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 5. He said, the just Elohim is a righteous Yahweh. He said, the just Yahweh is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. He said, there is no power of iniquity in this just Elohim, that we that have been born again by the power of the Spirit, that we are in Him, and He is in us. He said there is no iniquity in Him. The reason why, every morning, doth He bring His judgment to light. Now that's a profound statement, saints, because by mercy and truth, that is the judgment of Yahweh, is iniquity purged. When a man will not submit himself unto the law of Yahweh, and obey the charge of Elohim, he's given over unto this iniquitous spirit. He goes beyond the power of sin. Let me express this to you. When a man sins, Yahweh brings judgment. It convicts his heart. When a man sins, and there is no touch by the power of Yahweh to reprove that man, then he goes into the state of iniquity. That his mind becomes so depraved that he is not ashamed of what he does, and the law of Yahweh is not pertinent unto him. It has no power, has no validity, and it has no authority in that man's life. That is why Yahweh said unto Ezekiel, he said, when a righteous man turn away from his righteousness, that is what a righteous man must do. He must turn away from the righteous law of Yahweh. And he said, that man committeth, not simply commit, but there is a power in that man's loins. A righteous man's loins are girded about with truth. Now, when a man walks in iniquity or commit at iniquity, his loins are not girt about with truth. It is girt about with depravity, foulness, corruption, and every kind of unreasonable thing there is. That man is capable of doing that. And so he said, Ezekiel, you warn the righteous man that if he turneth his heart goes away from Yahweh, from the righteousness or the justness of Yahweh, and that man committeth, his heart is given over unto that iniquitous desire. He has a compulsion for that. That man committeth iniquity and die in them. For his iniquity that he hath done, shall that man die. Now that is why man, his mind is moved away from Yahweh, for he hath left off from this just Elohim that brings him off this profound judgment every day. And he causes his heart to be brought into repentance, to acknowledge those things that are corrupt and vile, and that will literally corrupt his soul. We are not like the hypocrites. Yahshua said unto the hypocrites, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He said, first of all, hypocrites is what he called them. For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautifully outwardly, but you are within full of dead men bones and of all uncleanliness. You appear to be righteous. You possess this cloak of outward appearance that it seems white, and that is what this religious, vile, evil, wicked, whorish woman has done today. This religious persona that the people do appear to be righteous. They have their religious laws and their customs, their traditions, and certainly they have their doctrines, and they appear to be all righteous and pure. All of their countenance, their looks, who appeared to me to have all of the worldly possessions and earthly things, this does not constitute the power of Yahweh. It does not constitute the blessing of Almighty Yahweh. He said, you do appear outwardly to be righteous, clean, and holy. He said, but you're full of death. And I find that very pertinent today. Men are very religious, and they will not adhere to sound doctrine. They will go their way, and they will find their little niche. There is no niche for any of us. There's only one way. One Elohim. There's only one faith, and there is only one baptism. Do you not understand, my friends, you that are listening, why there is so much diversity in what we call the assembly? It is not the assembly of Yahweh. I will tell you why it is so, my friend. It is not because of the religious doctrines. And the religious doctrines are created because of iniquity. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It is not per se as the love one toward the other, but it is a love for the simple truth of Almighty Yahweh. You find men today, they will not allow this law of judgment to correct them. They are above Yahweh's law, so they find their own little inroad. They truly think they have that, and they go about to establish their own iniquity. That is what they do in this hour. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees, the Bible says, Yahweh called them hypocrites. You look to me and appear to me all righteously outwardly, but you're full of iniquity. You're full of depravity, wickedness. Your mind is corrupt. You have a violent propensity against those things that are divinely ordained of Yahweh. And so you dispute them. You will not sit in the way of a righteous man. Sit down in the scriptures and find out the divine truth and whether we truly and divinely walk in that truth. The divine truth is Yahweh purely manifested. And He is manifested in us, in our hearts, for we are the living temple of Almighty Yahweh. And so men today, they have polluted the sanctuary. It is not as much as some four-wall containment of a building, but it is the sanctuary of your mind, your soul, and your spirit. And you have done violently unto the law of Yahweh. You will not allow it to be embedded in your soul, that it may bring forth the fruit of righteousness, and that you may walk according to His divine righteous laws. The Bible says in Ezekiel 33 and verse 18, when a righteous man turneth from his righteousness, do you hear that? A righteous man must first of all turn to commit iniquity. And the Bible says, and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. Let me emphasize that, my friend. There have been you and us that are righteous. And because our minds were given over unto the simple things of this life, we lost focus on Yahweh. And all of a sudden, there was a mighty rush of this power of darkness. And we found ourselves and our minds moving into a place of sensual activities. And immediately by the power of the Holy Ghost, judgment was brought. And that light shone down in your soul. And you realized what thing you were doing and you repented. That's what Yahweh does with a righteous man. Now when a righteous man turn his heart from that, he pursueth iniquity. And then the Bible says he committeth iniquity. There is a driving desire in that man's heart to have a disdain for Yahweh. And so he goes against Yahweh's laws that brings his mind, his soul, and his spirit into oneness with Elohim through the power and the victory of the body of Yahshua, the mighty Messiah of Almighty Yahweh. And that man, when he begins to move away from that divine light, he begins to move into a darkened path, and that darkened path is called iniquity. It is a loneliness that actually has disdain for the law of Yahweh. It literally despises the correction of Yahweh's judgment. And when a man despises Yahweh's judgment, there is no light in that man. And the scribes and Pharisees, they debated the laws and those things that would actually bring a profound inspiration to the heart of the prisoners. And so they wanted to esteem themselves in their order more highly than the other, instead of esteeming this great Elohim that we serve. He said, "You are full of dead men bones, and of all, not some now, Yahshua profoundly spoke these things." He said, "You are full of not some now, but all uncleanliness." He said, "Even so also outwardly, you do appear righteously unto men, but not unto Yahweh." He said, "But within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You do not have the righteous law of Yahweh to fill your soul and to cause the mind to delight in the precepts that constitute your life and brings you in the presence of Yahweh, that you can truly bow in his presence and cry out unto him that he may deliver you from every yoke and every bondage of the flesh. You appear to be righteous unto men, and that is the protocol of this generation. It wants to appear to be righteous, but inwardly it is full of death and iniquity. This is a generation of hypocrisy. The prophets are full of hypocrisy. The priests that bring judgment upon me as a man of Yahweh, as a pastor, it sickens my heart as I sense the weakness of men today. They have no power of Yahweh's law truly dwelling in them. I see men that they go off in their own little corridor and they shut the doors because they perceive that they have a divine revelation. May I say this to you, my friends, you that are listening. I say this, and I've always preached this. Something is drastically wrong with this generation. We cannot believe the divine truth of Yahweh that has been given unto us by the shedding of the blood of Yahshua. If you cannot believe that, you're not going to believe Yahweh if he spoke from the heavens. What the Bible tells us are the things that shall transpire in this hour. You're not going to receive it by fasting. You're not going to receive it by subjecting yourself unto certain tremendous obligations to prove that you appear to be righteous. It's going to come by the divine truth of Yahweh's revelation. When Nebuchadnezzar had that dream, Daniel knew because it was written in the book of the laws. And Daniel went to the book and he found what things were transpired. And he went before Yahweh because he didn't sense Yahweh speaking to him when he ought to have. And he fasted 21 days. And the Bible says when the angel came unto Daniel, he said, from the first day you prayed, I heard you, Daniel. But as I came to deliver this divine revelation, that is how Yahweh sent it unto the prophets of old. He sent it by angel messengers. And they will come and they will inspire the hearts of those prophets. Just like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah, a place full of iniquity and sin, full of corruption. Do you not understand that that was her sin? Oh, I know that because of iniquity, homosexuality, and that militant mind of these perverts of darkness, it consumed the city. But Ezekiel said, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, Jerusalem. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Now that's a profound statement. Pastor Roberts, you constantly use that word profound. I know. Because it baffles my natural ability to understand. And so when I speak, I must speak by the divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I cannot speak any other way. I cannot speak by some pretext. I must speak by the divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said, and they did not strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Her iniquity was her pride. And men do not sense today their pride. They will tell others of their pride, and sense that others possess that. I do believe this, brothers and sisters, that if a man would personally get the beam out of his eyes, then he can see clearly how to get the mote out of his brother's eye. I truly believe that. And so Yahweh said, even unto these false, polluted, corrupt preachers, and there are many of them today, the Bible says that his pastors, the preachers, they're nothing but greedy dogs. That is what they are. Pastor Roberts, you are associated in that category. I understand. And it does not cause my heart to delight in that. It is a sad tragedy that men do not endeavor to hold true these words that Yahweh has given unto us by a profound demonstration of Yahshua coming in the mighty power of Yahweh in flesh. And that he overcame every power of darkness to give us that strength of judgment in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And we will know what things are pleasing before Almighty Yahweh. He is a just Elohim, and he ought to be in the midst thereof. And it's one thing about Yahweh, he will not do iniquity. What he will do, he will bring judgment unto us. And in the midst of that judgment, there is light. It brings every sin to light. When a man goes beyond the conviction of sin, well, the Holy Ghost does not charge his heart that he is sinning, and he ought to stop that, that he moves into that mind of depravity. It's almost Ichabod been written upon the table of his heart. So you do appear righteously outwardly, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. This is a generation that is full of hypocrisy. They're neither hot nor are they cold. And because it is a lukewarm generation, Yahweh is going to spill it out of his mouth. In the midst of his indignation and his wrath, he's going to spill this generation out of his mouth. And they're going to be found in the midst of great travailing and trials and tribulation, because they have forsaken the mighty Elohim of Israel. He will not at all do any kind of iniquity. He says to to Zephaniah, chapter 3 and verse 12, I pray that you hear this tonight, this Thursday night, February the 6th, 2003. Yahshua the Lamb, he's coming as a mighty warrior, and the mighty demonstration of Yahweh's vengeance is coming soon, my friend. He said, I want to tell you something, Israel. I will leave in the midst of thee an afflicted people, a people that's humble and poor, and a poor people, is what he said. That was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Why would he call Jerusalem Sodom, her sister? Because she had walked in the same depravity of mind and the same whoredom that caused her to reject her husband man, the one that had brought her out of great bondage. Sin had washed and cleansed her and made of her a reputation. That is what he has done. And today, men, they have such a disdain and a hatred for Yahweh. You began to speak truth, and they will despise that. You speak to their little pet desire and give them what they perceive is a spiritual strength. It is not. That is one thing that we need in this hour, to bring about the profound power of Yahweh, and that is His divine judgment. To let you know you're either on your way into the everlasting kingdom of Yahweh, or you're on your way to hell, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And what a terrible sight, what a horrible tempest that shall be in the midst of that darkness of hell. For you have forgotten this great Elohim that has purchased your soul from the power of darkness, and you have turned from His righteousness and given your mind over unto iniquity. And you're going to die in your iniquity. Do you hear this, friend? When a man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, that man shall die in his iniquity. David said, blessed is the man unto whom Yahweh imputeth or do not charge that man iniquity, and in whom his spirit there is no guile. And Yahshua's spirit, there was no guile at all. They spoke all kinds of things to him, and the Bible said there was no guile found in his mouth. For out of the mouth it proceeded from the heart or the spirit of man. Blessed is that man whom Yahweh imputeth not iniquity. Doth not charge that man for his iniquity. That man is blessed. And Yahweh said, even as He spoke unto His people, He said, I will leave an afflicted and a poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahshua. They're going to trust in Yahweh. Do you understand that? A person that truly trusts, they have total confidence. They confide, they give their souls over unto Him. There's nothing they desire but to please Almighty Yahweh. What is your God today? He is not Elohim, the great Yahweh of heaven, that delivers man, that delivers a man from every bondage and every yoke of darkness. He says unto them in verse 13 of Zephaniah 3, He said, the remnant of Israel, do you understand, shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. not a deceitful tongue, a tongue that literally deceives you. Why? Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And in order for a tongue to be deceitful, it must come from the spirit of that man. James talks about that. He said that tongue is a fire. And that tongue is a well of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. Do you not understand that? It's what defiles your body. You say it's the devil. No, it is that tongue of yours. It is a well of iniquity. It is a deceitful thing. For out of the abundance of the heart, the tongue, the mouth professeth, and it speaketh. That thing was set it on fire, the course of nature. And the Bible said, and it is set on fire of hell. Now that is the consequences of this iniquitous thing that dwells in you. No, your tongue, my friend, is in you. And my tongue is in me. But he said in the midst of that, there shall be an afflicted and a poor people, a people that truly need Yahweh. A people that is afflicted, they have no strength, and they will know that their help cometh from Yahweh. Your help, America's help, comes from her own arrogance, her pride. She has fullness of bread. You go to any grocery store or any store, they have so much abundance. You watch the people buy, they spend money on things that are frivolous. And they are such gluttonous people. They cannot eat healthy. They don't look healthy. They don't walk healthy. And what they literally need is the soul bread of their soul, the soul food. And that is to dine on the body of Yahshua the Lamb. Not what the blacks call soul food. Some hog guts and some hog feet. That does not bless the soul. It destroys the temple of Yahweh. It destroys a man's body. Say what you will or may. I will not dispel it with you. You eat all the pork and all the chitlins you want. I will not touch it. Yahweh made everything good. I know he did. He made it so good that he would say, now don't eat this and don't eat that. Because what I give to you, it is good. You eat this, you eat that, just don't go that way. I believe the scriptures. I understand what the Bible says by revelation, by the spoken word, by hearing it preached by men of faith, men of Yahweh. We don't have many today. We have many that are seeking their own little dimension. Men of Yahweh, they seek to please Yahweh and to bring the body into the power of that oneness. I believe in prophets. I know I do not care what some false, treacherous man has done. There are prophets in the land today. They are men with divine power and inspired by Almighty Yahweh. They will not rape daughters. They will not take advantage of the weak and the poor, the afflicted. That they will strengthen the heart and the hand of the needy. That was the sin of Sodom. He will not strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And the poor people will call upon the name of Yahweh. So in America today, there's much arrogance. And so they are not calling upon the name of Yahshua the Lamb. They don't like even that name, Yahshua the Lamb. And so they will not respond to that. I like the enunciation of that, Yahshua. I like how it sounds. I understand the spirit of it. We are people that are so set in our corrupt ways, just like Israel. He brought them out of Egypt, and they were so set because of their leeks and their garlic that they could not see this place of great broadness and openness that Yahweh had brought them into. So you appear outwardly, my friends, to be righteously. But within you are full now, not partial. As the Bible said, be ye not filled with wine, whereby it is in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is the generation that outwardly appears to be righteously unto men, but within they're not full of the Holy Ghost. They're full of hypocrisy and they're full of iniquity. They're not full of the righteous laws of Yahweh. They don't even love the precepts of Yahweh. They try to find reason to dispute that and say there is no reason for the Sabbath. There's no reason for this or that. So that they can walk in their own tradition that caused the word of Yahweh to have no effect and power in their lives. And there's very little power of Yahweh's word in the lives of the people today. How will you know? Well, when Yahshua comes, what he's coming for? He's coming for an abundance of fruit, my friends. That is what Yahweh is coming for. And the only way a man is going to have fruit, he's going to have faith in the things of Yahweh. He's going to have to believe on him whom Almighty Yahweh has set. And his name is Yahshua the Lamb. And when a man believes in that, when he believes in the divine truth, then he will do the things that Yahweh says. And they're all done by faith. He will be baptized. He will sanctify himself. He will be filled with the Holy Ghost. But a foolish generation, they can't even take the word of Yahweh and take it line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. They have no understanding of this divine interpretation of truth. Because they perceive they have found something that no one else has found, and that is so foolish. There's nothing that I am preaching that they are not brothers that are preaching these very same things. I understand that. When a man preaches like this, there are not going to be too many that delight in this because he deals with the very deceitfulness of his own heart and then the destruction of your own spirit and mind that's going to destroy your soul into hell and cause you to lose your soul. And in the midst of that eternal fire of darkness, there's where your soul shall rest. David said, I was born. And he was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did his mother conceive him. He said, but I was shapen in iniquity. We all were shapen that way. We did not have this law. We heard this law of Yahweh. We all said, I'll wait until I get a little older. No man can come unto the Father, unto Yahshua, lest Almighty Yahweh draws him. It is one thing as Yahweh spoke to my heart by his word. That is how he speaks to me constantly. I trust in the name of Yahshua the Lamb. I know the power of that name and what that name has established. It has established the righteous law of Yahweh. And how that his word came to my heart. And how that he spoke unto my mind this day. He will add daily unto the assembly such as should be saved. He's not going to save those that should not. He has a divine calling. And he calls those that such he shall save, and they shall not turn from his righteous laws. Zephaniah said that in Israel there shall be a remnant, and they shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Neither shall deceit be found in their mouths, for they shall feed. They shall eat the body of Yahshua and drink his blood. And the Bible said they shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. This is a frightened generation. It is afraid of everything. It is afraid of truth because it will deal with their corrupt, vile, and their evil heart. He said, there shall be no lies in their mouth. David said, set a watch, Yahweh, before my mouth. He said, keep the doors of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let not me eat their dainties. That was a profound cry of David. That was an inspirational prayer of David as he cried to Yahweh to set a watch, Elohim, where? Before his mouth, that the fiery angel of Yahweh, the power he has given us today, has given you the Holy Ghost if you are truly saved, if you have truly been born again, if your heart has truly fed and after this divine water, Yahshua the Lamb, and you have drank from this well by faith, and you have been baptized in His name, cleansed from your sins, and filled with the Holy Ghost, then there's a watch that He has set before your mouth, the Holy Ghost. He doesn't rely on you to speak anything. He doesn't depend on you to talk very much. He depends on Himself. You cannot defeat the powers of darkness. Yahshua has finished the works. Only thing we must do is enter into those works by faith. Well, what are the works of the saints? Can I tell you your works today, my friend? Will you truly believe it if I tell you the works that you must do? It's simply believe on Him whom Yahweh hath set. Yes, sir, Yahshua. What a mighty warrior of the faith of the house of Israel. We are the saints of Yahweh. Daniel said, Yahweh, we have committed sin. We have committed iniquity. And we have done wickedly. And have rebel, men are rebelling today. And rebel even. How have they rebelled? Well, he tells us, Daniel 9:5, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. That is the rebellionness of men today. They departed from the precepts of Yahweh. And His judgment, you ought to pray, Yahweh, this it's part of my prayer. And I pray, Yahweh, correct me in thy judgment. And not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to naught. And he said, your iniquity is because you have done wickedly. You have rebelled. And how have we rebelled? Even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Does America love judgment today? Look at the folly and the sin of those that even call themselves saints. They're not saints of Yahweh. They're vile and they're polluted. You watch these whorehouses. It is one thing that a prostitute does. You can go on any corner of certain sections of America tonight, and you will find prostitutes. And they dress sleazy. They dress like sluts. They have no shame. They expose their bodies. And that's what these whorehouses are allowing today. That these young daughters, they're dressing with dresses up to their buttocks. The men dress like homosexuals. The black men have this stuff in their hair to make it look like a woman. The Caucasians have their spikes like fools. They wear earbobs like heathens. It's what they do. And these vile, corrupt, charlatan, evil men that call themselves prophets, bishops, evangelists, they're liars and they're deceivers. They allow this trash into the tabernacle of Yahweh. And because they're just like Phinehas and Hophni, Everything that they birthed in there, as Pinhas' wife, as she produced a child after he died, and she called his name Ichabod, for the Spirit of Yahweh does not dwell here anymore. And everything that are birthed in these houses, and these spiritual sluts today, these spiritual whores, there's a spirit of Ichabod written on them. For the Spirit of Yahweh is not upon this one. For the Spirit of Yahweh does not dwell in this one. And that is the reality today. And so the women dress like whores today, as though they're selling their wares, looking for every man to lust after them, to admire their bodies. It makes no difference whether their bodies are grotesque and out of shape and fat, or whether they're skinny as whales, whatever. They show their bellies, their buttocks. It makes no difference at all. In the midst of this prostitute ring, that's all they do. They prostitute the young daughters, these perverted men, with their lust for desires. Why do you preach like that, Pastor Roberts? Oh, I want the judgment of Yahweh upon me. For I have seen how he has kept me these years that I've preached this way. And this is the only way I've ever preached. Almost 25 years of preaching, I've preached no other way. Why? Because I believe this. It is indelibly imprinted upon my heart. And I know the consequences when a man sins against Yahweh with a willing heart. When a righteous man turns from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, the Bible says he shall die thereby. Even he's going to die thereby. There's no way you're going to put your hand to the plow and turn your back. The Bible said that man is not even fit for the kingdom of Yahweh. How can you renew yourself under repentance again? And the Bible gives us examples of that. It shows us those men that have turned away from the righteousness of Yahweh. And they've died in their iniquity. Jacob and Esau. Cain and Abel. These things are real, my friend. We must understand that. It's one thing that Yahshua did, as Paul said unto his precious brother Titus. He said, Yahshua gave himself for us. For what reason? That he might redeem us from all, not some. Titus 2:14. He said, the power of this gift unto us, that Yahshua gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We ought to be very zealous of the works of Yahweh. What works? The works of faith. Believing on Yahshua. For we know that Yahweh has sent this mighty Redeemer of our souls. That is enough to cause your soul to shout, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to shout glory to Yahweh. May I say to us, I will tell you what this generation is doing. Hosea told us. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. He said, sow to yourselves in righteousness. When a man truly sows to himself the righteous law of Yahweh, it is one thing he will reap. And he said, reap in mercy, the grace, the goodness, the long-suffering, and the kindness of Almighty Yahweh. He said, you must break up your fallow ground, that hard heart of yours. Cast it out that you may have a heart of flesh. He said, for it is time to seek Yahweh till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You sought every kind of vile spirit there is, but you have not sought Yahweh. That is what you need to seek, my friend. Well, America is going to seek Yahweh. Not so. Not so. He simply said he will leave a remnant in Jerusalem. Just a small few that they're going to trust in His name. It will be an afflicted people. They will know the name of Yahshua the Lamb. And He says, that people I will rain down righteousness upon them. He said, your problem is that you have plowed wickedness. Your stubbornness, your hard hearts, your unwillingness to obey, your plowed wickedness. And you have been a willing participant in your wickedness. What is wickedness? Well, I can say to you, my friends, you that are listening and saints, wherever you are, what have I plowed in iniquity? He says unto Yahweh, when He has a knowledge of a certain truth, He says, that's not so. For my will says that I don't need to do that. And Yahweh say, He is light now, and light. He is darkness and death. Which one you think is right? And the fool says, give me death. And he goes against the grain, or against the law of Yahweh with a purpose in his heart, believing that he is right, yet he knows what he's doing is absolutely wrong. So he does a thing, although he knows it's wrong, he says, well, Yahweh will forgive me. He understands my heart. Yes, he knows it's deceitful and desperately wicked. And that's why he wants to come in and change that corrupt nature. You need to be born again. And the only way that's going to transpire is Yahweh draws you unto Him. He said, you have plowed wickedness. Ye have reaped iniquity. And that's why there's such iniquity in the land. For this is a nation. And this religious whore, she has plowed such iniquity. Such wickedness. These religious perverts of men that call themselves divine inspirations unto the people. And that's not so. He said, you have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten of the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way. There's a way that seemeth right unto every man. But the way of it is one of destruction. All the ways of a man, they're right in his own sight. Yahweh weigheth the spirit. He said, because thou didst trust in thy own ways. Now that is why you have so many denominations. Because of iniquity. Men trust in their own ways. And iniquity abound. And their love for the brethren began to wax cold. So they go about the first apostolic, the second apostolic, the apostolic in Joshua, the apostolic in Bishop Cho's name. The men of deceived lies, they're full of hell, full of sin, full of death. They're plowed with their wicked ways, and they're reaping iniquity. That is what is transpiring in this hour. And they've eaten the fruit of their love. They've literally lied to themselves to believe what they're doing is right. And what they're carrying out, it is right. It is not right. Walking in hypocrisy and sin. Only by mercy and truth iniquity is purged. And the Bible said about the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. That's how they depart. By fear. They fear Yahweh. What a wicked, foolish generation is one that Yahweh almost despises. I believe that. There's nothing admirable about it. Nothing. There's nothing to ascertain in this life but to walk in the divine law, Yahshua the Lamb, and to know that you walk in Yahweh's mighty law. He said, because thou didst trust in thy way, and in the multitude of thy mighty men. Oh, this is Bishop Saul. This is Apostle Saul. Oh, Prophet Saul. Yet they were not mighty men. They were men that were weak, had no strength. Mighty men of value and power. It's one thing that Joseph said to Potiphar's wife, I cannot do such a wicked thing and sin against Yahweh. I believe Yahweh can keep a man. Don't tell me Paul sinned. Don't tell me Paul was taken by devil powers and give it unto the rule of that. What foolishness! He was led by the divine power of the Holy Ghost. Paul was a Joshua-like man. That is what he was. So was Stephen. When they stoned him to death, seeing the glory of Joshua on the right hand of Yahweh and crying out, "Forgive them, Father, for these fools know not what they do." You trust in your mighty men. What are you, Pastor? I will say this. I'm not what you call a mighty man in this earth. I'm just a lowly little old preacher man trying to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. The everlasting gospel is what the angel of Revelation came with the everlasting gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Michael said, "Woe unto them that devise iniquity." And this is the generation that devise iniquity. And the Bible said, "And work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand." Now that is the power of darkness in men, because they devise iniquity. That's what they do, my friends. Ah, what a sad commentary. We are the saints of Yahweh. Even Yahweh knew that man, whatever man proposed in his heart, there's nothing he can't do. He was made in the image of Yahweh. And it's one thing that he did when he breathed the breath of life into him. He became a living soul. And that is the thing that he cannot allow Satan not to take. He can't allow him to do that. And Satan wants that breath. If he can get control of that breath, why do you think you have all of this cloning and things of this nature? Because Satan is determined. But as the old saints were saying, "Satan, your kingdom is coming down." His kingdom is coming down. Well, his kingdom is not divided. He has no kingdom at all. What he does, he replaced one demon with another devil of stronger magnitude and power. May Yahweh's peace rest upon you. I do pray and hope, tomorrow night, that I may continue in this, the power of iniquity. Bless you all tonight, saints of Yahweh. Why don't you write me? I hope that these broadcasts are becoming inspirational unto your heart. I know the way I preach, there are a lot that do not like this, but that's all right. I love Joshua the Lamb. Sit down and write me, and enclose an offering in that as well. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, 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 South Carolina, 29718. You that will call me tonight, let me know where the broadcast is coming in your area. I will send you out this broadcast. I think it will inspire your heart if you listen again and judge it by the Spirit. Call me at area code 843-658-6222. Let me hear from you tonight. Again, that number is area code 843-658-6222. My heart is inspired tonight. I sense the anointing of Yahweh in this little office that I'm sitting in. We do gather here each Wednesday night for midweek service of gathering of the saints, 7 p.m., and also each Saturday morning, Shabbat, at 11 a.m. You that desire to come and be with the assembly here at Victory Community, you are welcome. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. We will tell you how to get here. We will send you a map and direction how you may come and be a part of us in our worship service. Let me say, there are many of you that are afraid and timid because there is a certain man that has committed such an egregious thing. Now, you are a part of that fearful that the Bible talks about in Revelation, and you're going to hell. Well, all of them are alike, then you are just like that man then. You're foul and wicked too, because all are not alike. Yahshua was not like that. We pray that Yahweh bless you tonight. I do want to hear from you. Give me a couple calls, yeah? Let me hear from a few of you all tonight. Area code 843-658-6222. We pray that His blessing rest upon you, and that is the fullness of His knowledge fill your heart and your mind, that you desire to seek Him and to know Him in this hour. We hope to see you soon. Write me, Pastor Roberts, and we do bless you in the glorious name of Yahshua the Lamb. So until tomorrow night, until Friday night, may Yahweh's peace rest upon you. And we say to you, all my friends throughout the world, Shalom in Yahshua's name.
Always.